Haunted. A woman of good appearance, attired like a lady. She has a remarkably broad nose, with eyes set close on either side, a puckered forehead, a peering expression, and probably rounded shoulders. She has had recourse to an optician at least twice during the last few months. As her glasses are of remarkable strength, and opticians are not numerous, there shall be no difficulty in tracing her. And now you're going to explain to us, no doubt.
Oh, my deductions were simplicity itself. That the owner of this pince-nez is a woman, I infer from its delicacy and elegance.
And from the last words of the dying man,
presumably. Oh, quite, yes. It's handsomely mounted in solid gold, so she's clearly a person of refinement and well-dressed. The clips are too wide for my nose, showing that hers must be unusually broad. My own face is narrow, yet I can't see through the centre of these lenses, so her eyes must be close-set. The lenses are also concave and of unusual strength. Anyone so short-sighted must have the physical characteristics that go with it. The frown, the peering eyes, the head thrust forward.
Yes, yes, well, I can appreciate that, but how do you arrive at her double trip to the optician?
Oh, you notice that the clips are lined with tiny bands of cork, one slightly discoloured and worn, though not more than a few months old, the other almost new. Obviously it fell off and had to be replaced, and since they're evenly matched in size and style, we may assume that the lady went back to the same establishment for the replacement.
By George, to think I had all that evidence in my hands and never knew it.
I take it you plan to visit all the leading opticians.
Certainly. We've been inquiring after any strangers seen in the vicinity of Yoxley yesterday, or at the railway station. They're without any success so far, I'm afraid. If it's not asking too much...
You want us to visit Yoxley with you tomorrow?
If you could. There's a train from Charing Cross to Chatham at 6 in the morning.
6?
We change there for Yoxley Junction. We should reach Yoxley Old Place between 8 and 9.
We shall be on that train. Yes, the case has some intriguing features. We'll be delighted to accompany you, eh, Watson?
Oh, delighted, absolutely.
Yes, perhaps you'd be good enough to make up a bed on the sofa for the inspector. Then we can all have an early start.
Yes, of course. Let's hope the gale blows itself out during the night.
We've made good time. Not at all a bad journey.
Ah, there's the local constable waiting for us. Morning, Langdon.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, constable.
Good morning.
Well, now, any developments since I left?
No, sir. I'm afraid not. Nothing since last night.
No reports of any strangers? Have you made inquiries at local inns and lodging houses?
Yes, sir. There's no one in the district who can't be accounted for. Except the ticket collectors here work in a shift system. The man who was on duty yesterday knocked off at midday, and he won't be on again until noon today.
Well, surely he could have been interviewed at home.
No, sir. He went to stay overnight with a certain person in Maidstone. Nobody seems to know who she is. But she could be his married sister.
Ah, let's hope so.
Well, in that case, there's nothing can be done until he returns. Shall we proceed to the house?
The garden looks refreshed after the rain.
Still very damp underfoot. I take it this is the path you described?
Yes, Doctor. It runs along the side of the house.
Washed clean, of course, during the storm.
All the same, I'll take my oath. There were no footprints on the path yesterday, Mr. Holmes.
And the marks on the grass?
They're along here. Well, they were. The grass has sprung up again.
Yes, I can still see a few traces. Yes, someone certainly passed this way. Yeah, the lady must have trodden carefully. One false step and she would have left a print on the path or in the soft earth of the flower bed.
Like I said, she must have been very cautious.
Certainly, a remarkable performance, remarkable. The back door, is it usually left open?
Oh, yes, country folk don't bother much with bolts and bars.
So our visitor had nothing to do but walk in. Very well, let's follow her example. I'd like to have a few words with the staff.
Mr. Holmes, this is the housekeeper, Mrs. Marker.
I'm very pleased to meet you, Mrs. Marker. This is my colleague, Dr. Watson.
How do you do, Mrs. Marker?
Good morning, gentlemen.
It's very good of you to assist us in our investigation.
Well, sir, we want to find out who did such a terrible thing. That poor Mr. Smith, such a respectable gentleman he was, he wouldn't hurt a fly. Whoever attacked him must have been a wicked, wicked man.
Not necessarily. I believe it was a woman.
Oh,
When she entered the house, I don't think murder was in her mind.
What makes you say that?
Well, if it had been, she would have provided herself with some sort of weapon instead of having to pick up this knife from the bureau, which is where the young man generally worked, is it?
Yes, sir.
So, our visitor made her way in from the garden and found herself in the study. Of course, we've no means of knowing how long she was here. But...
Excuse me, sir, but I think I can tell you that.
Oh?
It can't have been more than a few minutes, because I was in here myself, dusting and tidying, not long before. Not above a quarter of an hour at the moment.